You're walking down the street, packages and boxes stacked high in your arms. In fact, you can't even see over them. You start to feel your biceps and your thighs beginning to burn and ache under the weight that you're carrying. You start to feel weak. Your goal is the door just a few feet ahead of you, but you begin to doubt if you have the strength to make it. Not to mention figuring out how you will open the door without the packages crashing to the ground. And suddenly, you feel the stack become a bit lighter. One by one, someone is removing each box. You watch as another someone opens the door for you. You feel relief, surrendering to the help of another. Well, the theme of this meditation from Isaiah chapter 40 is strength, finding strength through weakness. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and a space where you can start to feel strong. Consent to surrender this time to God, Spirit, and Son. And start by listening and responding to this prayer from Isaiah chapter 41. Respond, Lord God, give me strength. Don't be afraid. I am with you. Don't tremble with fear, for I am your God. Lord God, give me strength. And I will make you strong as I protect you with my arm and give you victories. Lord God, give me strength. I am the Lord your God. I am holding your hand, so don't be afraid. Lord God, give me strength. And I am forever here to help you. Lord God, give me strength. Spend a few more moments now, shutting your eyes as a door, and begin to rest here in secret prayer with the strength of God, the might of the Spirit, and the vitality of Christ. Continue in secret silence as you become aware of your weaknesses. Just note where the Holy Spirit may be strengthening you. Intentionally note your frailties that may be distracting you right now. Your failings may be physical, and your feebleness may be spiritual. Just pause here and take note of any breakdown that you may be experiencing. Don't dwell on it. Just simply note it for now. We often see God metaphorically as an anchor against the river current or a stone to hold onto and hide from the river rapids. He is those, but he's more. He is the river. So as you note the weaknesses within you, watch as they simply float away within the river God. Center on the river, not what is in the river. Scan your thoughts and emotions for anything sapping you of strength right now, and then just let it pass by without effort as you center on Christ and His strength. Center on your breathing too. Don't alter or change it. Just simply be aware of it as you center on the strength it gives you. Your mind may wander as you note your distractions, and that's natural. But just let the awareness of your wandering trigger you to center back, to be Christ-like. Perhaps whisper the word strength as your mind wanders. whisper the sacred word strength to help you center back on the presence of God. As you wander, whisper strength. Now in continued stillness, listen carefully to the first of three scripture readings. Don't analyze or study them too closely. Just simply be aware of what God might be calling out to you. Listen to His voice from Isaiah chapter 29 from the New International Reader's Version. He gives strength to those who are tired. He gives power to those who are weak. What did you hear? What did the Spirit reveal to you? Begin to silently meditate on that for another moment. After taking that brief pause, what truth of God still lingers in your mind? Once again, He gives strength to those who are tired. He gives power to those who are weak. Rest here longer in stillness as His word strengthens you. In this second reading, be aware of how you feel as you listen. What emotions does the Holy Spirit stir from within you as you listen to this wider reading from the New American Standard Bible? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, He increases their power. What emotions did you feel? How did God stir your heart? Well, let your mind drift through the imagery of His understanding, of your weariness, and then His strength. How does it feel for Him to give you power? In this third reading, simply let the words fall freely and easily around you. No need to respond to the words. Just absorb the words as you deeply connect and contemplate God. now in this wider reading from the Amplified Version. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, has not become tired or grow weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who has no might, he increases his power. Even youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, well, they will gain new strength and renew their power. They will lift up their wings and rise up close to God like eagles rising towards the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired. Resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation for a moment, I want you to recall the story once upon a time when the Lord appeared to a man and showed him a huge boulder. The Lord told the man that his purpose was to push against the boulder with all of his might, and this the man did, day after day, month after month. The man came back to God after many years and said, Lord, I have labored long and hard in your service, putting all of my strength and purpose to do that which you have asked. Yet, after all this time, I've not been able to move the boulder. I'm sorry I failed in my purpose. I'm just too weak, too feeble, and too frail. To this the Lord responded, My child, when long ago I asked you to serve me, I told you that your purpose was to push against the rock with all of your strength. And that you have done. Never once did I mention to you that I expected you to move the rock. Your task was to push. Your purpose was to be obedient and push. And this you have done. I, my child, will now move the rock. I will move it by my strength, not yours. Rest here as God gives you the strength to be weak, the power to be feeble, the faith to be humble. Surrender to his strength. As you reflect it in your imagination, take a moment now to discern God's very present being. Where do you feel weak? How do you feel in need? Do you seek selfish strength ever? Power to push a boulder alone? Well, let this be a time of reflection and confession as you consider how you might find strength in surrendering. whether now at the start or the end of your day, just rest here for a few final moments whispering, Lord God, give me strength. Let that be the sacred word the Holy Spirit gives you to help you return to the Lord throughout your day. Strength. Receive now this prayer of blessing over you from His Word. That you never forget the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, that does not become weary or tired. Remember His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to you when you are weary. And when you lack might, He increases your power with His. Now may you be filled with the fullness of life and the strength that comes only from God. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ also be with you always. Amen. So often, without warning, you may be reminded of your inability to push, your lack of strength against the world. But rejoice in moments of frailty as it serves to remind you of His sufficient strength. Also, be aware of moments that God might use you to push a stone for another, whether a friend or stranger. Who can you approach and whisper, please, allow me, and thus let them see the face of God? Take all the time that you need, but when you're ready, whether it's sunrise or sunset, expect to feel weak, but then be reminded to yield to the strength of the Creator, for it is often in surrender that you there encounter the strength of God.